was in Eretz Yisrael last week. I met a Talmud Chacham that I never met before. His name is Rav Eliakim Dvorkis, and he came out with a sefer called Sefer Nesivei HaMinhagim on Minhagim of Eretz and Nisuin, Bris Mila, and the like. And the reason I met him is because I was sent by the Schechter family to pick up some copies of the sefer, because this sefer was dedicated L'Kvod Moreinu Agon Rav Tzvi Schechter Shlita and Harabanit Marat Shoshana Chayerezel Tichya in honor of their 50th anniversary, so it's very nice. This Rabbi Dvorkis has published, I believe, over 30 or 35 svarim. He's absolutely geschmack, very enjoyable to talk to. And when he gave me this sefer, he told me that you're going to take full shiurim out of the sefer. You're just going to like lift entire chapters out of the sefer and use them as a shiur. So in order to be tzadik gozer v'kodesh baruch hu, I mean ani mekayim, I'll take a chapter out of this sefer for today's 10-minute halacha shiur. Rabbi Dvorkis has a couple of pages on the minhag that you may or may not have seen at weddings, where the chasen darshins, and then when the chasen darshins, what's the minhag? People sing, they interrupt him, they sing him down, right? And they don't let him finish, which is a very strange minhag. That's very rude, it seems, to do that to a chasen. So he has, I believe, 8 reasons why the chasen darshins, like why it's important that the chasen says a drasha, and then he has 4 reasons, really 5 or 6, but 4 that I understood, as to why it is that we sing him down. So I figure that's a good topic for Temin Halacha Shir. He starts out with a Medrash Talpios that says that the chasen on Yom Chupaso is like a nasi biyom nisiyuso. It's like the day that a nasi becomes a nasi. In the Yerushalmi in Bikurim, in the third parak of Bikurim, says there are 3 people, shamochlem avonosehem, that achieve a mechilas avonos, and they are Melech, the Chasan, the Nasi. So it was Yadua that a Nasi would darshan on the day that he was appointed to his Nasius, and therefore it stands to reason that a Chasan is like a Nasi, so a Chasan should do the same thing. Another reason, he suggests, is based on the Gemara Pesachim Mem Tesen Beis, that Kalanosin Bita La'ama Aretz, Kilu Kovsa V'Nosin L'Fnei Ari, that someone who marries off his daughter to an Ama Aretz, it's as if he's tied her down and put her in front of a lion who will then devour her. So the chasen wants the darshan to let everyone know that he's a bar urya and he's a talmud chacham. He's not an ama aretz, so that to demonstrate that his father-in-law is not doing a terrible thing to his daughter by giving him to this man. A third reason, he suggests, is based on the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, v'limadtem osam es b'neichem, and it says, we're familiar with the pasuk, b'shivtcha b'veisachem, Targum Yonason writes over there, l'migris ha'bohon b'mosveichon b'ksivon im chisunechon, and the perish on the Targum Yonason says, ratzolomer shashushvinin af shehem trudim b'beisachasna v'oskim b'mitzvos, Upirish Besecha Alderch Beis Yasalcha Bais Yasalcha Hashem. So that's a smach for the drusha in the base chasana. A fourth reason, he suggests, is that the Imre Emes writes that the chasan darshan is based on the pasuk that it says by Ashava Saveda, Drosh Achicha Oso, Darsheu Shaloye Ramay. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that when you return an Aveda, you can't just give it to the first guy that claims the Aveda. Oh, I found $100. The guy says, oh, okay, I want $100. You can't just do that. You have to see, you have to test him, you have to check, see if he's, you have to do a little bit of a Drisha V'chakira in the Simanim to make sure that it's in fact his Aveda. So the Chasam is Mechazer Mevakesh Avedaso. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that the Kala is his Aveda, that they're really sort of split pre-birth, and he just has to find that other half of his neshama, so to speak. So we have to be Dorish, that he's Roy Lekach. So therefore, he says a drasha to make sure that he is in fact not a charlatan, but he is in fact deserving of this Aveda. That would make sense why we would sing him down also, by the way, because you sing him down to as a way of demonstrating that just like a Talmud Chacham, you don't have to be Dorish and Choker a Talmud Chacham. So too, this Chasan, we trust that he's a Talmud Chacham and we don't have to be Dorish. He doesn't have to prove himself. A fifth suggestion, he says, based on the Sefer Magen Avos of the Rashbates on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin. Shlosha Sha'achlu al Shulchan Echad. Right? The Mishnah talks about the importance of having Divrei Torah when people eat a Su'uda together. Says the Rashbeitz, Mika Nagu Lidrosh, V'sudas Chasen Kodem Birchas Hamazon, V'hu Minag Kodum. That it's based on that Mishnah that we're Makbid, a Su'uda, a Chasana, that there should be some Divrei Torah, V'nagu Bo Gedolei Arishonim Anshei Maisa V'chachma. And this is something that Gedolei Arishonim have already done. Magen Avram quotes the Halacha in Siman Tav Reishayin Sivkat and Dalid, that when a Bas Talmud Chacham gets married to an Ama Aretz, so it's not really automatically a Sudas Mitzvah. So you need to say Shiros V'tishbachos in Divrei Torah in order to turn it into a Sudas Mitzvah. So that's perhaps the reason a Chassan starts to say Divrei Torah, so that the Su'uda will be a Sudas Mitzvah, just in, as a way of saying, look, I'm really an Ama Aretz, but we want him to be a Sudas Mitzvah. He doesn't want to be machzik himself as a Talmud Chacham. And that would also explain. We sing him down to say, no, no, we trust. You are a Talmud Chacham. It's not necessary. It's already a Su'udas Mitzvah. A sixth possible reason from the Yalkut Haru'uveni, that it's a skula, he says, that it shouldn't be a kitrug on the simcha of the Su'udas Mitzvah to say Divrei Torah al Shulchan and to be Messiahim Bebiyas HaMashiach, meaning it is a very, very common practice, one might argue, an overused practice, that a person doesn't know how to end a speech. So how do you end a speech? Bias Gol Tzedek Mehir V'Yameinu Amen. Right? That's how people end a speech. Usually it means that I don't know how to properly end something, so that sounds like a reasonable way to end, and then everyone will know that it's over. You've been, I'm sure, to speeches where someone just ended, like, suddenly, and then it's, like, a little awkward, and no one's sure, is he done, is he not done, is he just taking a breath, you know? So that's a way, you know, Bias Gol Tzedek, so that's what people do. So that zuchus of mentioning the Bias Gol Tzedek, and the fact that you're interested in Bin Yerushalayim, is going to be a phenomenal zechus for the chassan and kala. A seventh possibility, based on the Medrashim Mishlei, that when a chacham is doresh mochlin lakol hashomim, so the chassan has the koach mechila, and that koach hamechila comes through the drasha, apparently based on this Medrashim Mishlei. And then a final reason, suggested by the Tashbetz Katan, Simen Tav Samechei, that all of the minhagim of Chasen and Kala are based on the Seder of Matan Torah. Matan Torah, as we approach Shavuos, we should realize Matan Torah is sort of the Chasana of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. Right? That's what Rabbeinu Bechai writes, that the Shviras HaKos, under the Chuppah, the breaking of the Kos, is a Zecher to the Shivrei Luchos, to the breaking of Luchos. It's not the Pashtos. Pashtos is you break the Kos to bring down the Simcha a little bit, because we don't want to, it's also the Mali Piv Schok, Baal Mazeh, that we don't have a base of Midrash, we're not supposed to get carried away with Simcha. That's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Brachos. But Rabbeinu Bechai says, no, the Chasna is a representation of Kabbalah's HaTorah. So everything we do is based on Kabbalah's HaTorah. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Chasan to greet Knesset Yisrael, that's the Kala. By Kabbalah's HaTorah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to say all Aseres HaDibros. And he started with the first two, and then what happened? We said, we can't handle it, too much, we pass out, we're not able to handle it. So what has to happen? Moshe Rabbeinu has to give us the rest. So too, when we're recreating Kabbalah's HaTorah, the Chassan's sort of playing the role of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the Chassan in the Kabbalah's HaTorah equation, starts darshaning, he says a little bit, and then everyone sings. They can't handle it. They stop him from continuing. Okay, so that could be the a possibility. When should the drasha happen? So typically, I think when I've seen it, it's always been at a Chassan's tish that it happens. However, the Maral in the Sivus Olam Perek Tes Zayin, the Siv HaAvoda, right? Nira shadavar zeh shemedabrim divrei Torah al shulchan tzarich shiyeh achar ha-su'uda. It should be after the su'uda. But toch ha-su'uda, you're not allowed to talk, because ein masichin b'su'uda, the Gemara in Tainis Tav Chafei says, shemeyaktim kana leveshet. We're afraid of talking too much during a meal, because we're afraid of choking. So it should be after the su'uda. L'chora, it could also be before the Suda. And that's maybe why we do at the Chasen Stish. Now, why do we stop him? So we already suggested a couple of reasons why we stop him, but he suggests a few more reasons. He quotes from the Sons of Rav that in the Yomim Kadmonim, the minhag was that they would stop him in the middle of the drasha, but the Chasen himself would continue anyway. He wouldn't pay attention. They'd be singing him down and out, and he would shout over them and continue the drasha, even though they were trying to sing him down. And he says, ah, the reason for that is that the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chav Tes tells us, Rechayim al Tzavara v'yasuk b'Torah, how could it be? A person's going to get married and continue to learn Torah? Impossible! When a person gets married, a lot of people don't realize this, b'zmanenu, but when a person gets married, that comes with responsibility. Really, the halacha is that you are signing on, you are agreeing to supporting your wife, which involves usually working in order to earn money to support her. So it's a lot of time, a lot of effort. When are you going to be able to learn? So we dafka make a demonstration at the chasna that no matter what is mafriya him, no matter what gets in his way and what tries to distract him, he's going to plow through. He's going to be able to fight through and learn anyway. So that's why dafka does it. We dafka do it in this setting where people try to stop him and he plows through. I thought that was kind of gishmak. In the Ha'aros on the Shulchan Ezer from the author of Ayaged Moshe, he says another reason that we stop the chasna is because really chasna is pater mitzvos because he's osik b'mitzvah. But that's only if his kavanah is l'shem shemayim. The chasan shouldn't act like his kavanah is l'shem shemayim, so he should act like he's still chayiv in mitzvahs, like the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so he wants to start saying Torah. But the mesubin, the people who are there, say, no, we know, we trust that you're l'shem shemayim. You're pater from Talmud Torah, and therefore they try to stop him. A third possible reason, based on the Gemara Brachos da Vavan Beis, kolanena misugas chasan veinu mesamcho, over b'chamisha kolos, kol sason, kol simcha, kol chasam, kol kal. So Amr Rabbi Shua B'Levi, v'im misamcho, if a person is misamei chasam v'kala, zocha l'torah, shenitna b'chamisha kolos. So we stop the chasam in the middle, and we're misameach him with songs to say that in that zuchus, we're also going to get Torah. You're trying to teach us Torah by just giving us Torah. But the zuchus of being misameach chasam v'kala, that zuchus alone will bring us a fair amount of Torah. Another possible reason for stopping the chasan is the final reason that we'll quote from the Av Beis Din Mi Papa, who says that gives a reason as follows, that the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Pei Beis on Beis tells us that in Ma'arava Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, Kol Misha in Lo Isha, anyone who doesn't have a wife, Sharoi below Torah, or below Choma, he's without Torah, he's without Tahara. The Gemara in Kedushin says that a person who's 20 years old and has not yet gotten married, Kol Yomav Ba'avera. Ba'avera is up here, Hure Avera. Every day he's going to have Hure Avera. So we're Miramis to the Chasan that we don't want his Torah right now, because his Torah right now is flawed. His Torah right now comes from his single days. No, we want the elevated Torah that he's going to be able to teach us tomorrow after he's married, after he's already been learning from being married. So that's going to come with greater tahara, greater simcha, and that's the remez in singing him down. Now, all of these reasons are only for a chasan. So Dvorkis points out that there are some places where apparently they have the minhag to sing down a bar mitzvah boy. He says that's totally unfounded. He says that we never have anywhere, right? It's like the minhag to throw candies. I think it was really a minhag by the chasan initially, and then they just say, okay, so someone else is a chiyuv for an aliyah. Soon we'll start throwing it at a bris at the Avia Ben when he gets they'll just apply the minhagim from one life cycle event to the other. But that's not really proper. So this is these are the kinds of things that Rav Dvorkis writes on the Sivei HaMinhagim, and we'll stop there. Okay.